Our armed forces have stood tall. In this current time of conflict, let's support our troops and their families. Let's honor them and the veterans of past battles for all their sacrifices in defense of our great nation. This tribute by Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-352-9500. They're saluting those who make our country stronger.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, good morning, Partner Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and things are moving at an amazing, amazing pace. I was asked yesterday to participate in a debate with a gentleman who'd written a book titled An Idiot's Guide to the New World Order. An Idiot's Guide to the New World Order. And sort of, well, yes, there is a movement to create a world government, but, it's certainly a benign thing, and how would we survive without a world government? I mean, we couldn't exist by ourselves. You can't have isolationism. You have to have world trade. And so these people who want a world government, they just want some more power, and we entered into a discourse, and out of frustration, the author getting a little because of course he really couldn't defend his position as we began to talk about some of the things going on. He said, "Well, if things are so bad and these people are so powerful, why haven't they already taken over? Why haven't they taken over if they're so powerful?" And the response was, "They have," and of course, thinking afterwards, I could have done a much better job, but I should have pointed out that Hitler's Germany, why they numbered the all of the people who were put in the concentration camps. They tattooed the number on the people's arms, but you have a number, too. You have several numbers. You have a Social Security number. You have a telephone number. You have a zip code number. They have a number for you, and all those numbers are recorded and constantly observed. They're watching us, certainly, with cameras. We have cameras on street corners. We have cameras in stores. We have cameras on the highways. We're installing cameras at intersections. That's just to catch the bad guys. Are you absolutely certain that these cannot be used to watch law-abiding citizens or enemies of the state? Everybody has a credit card, permanent records of everything you buy. Many people have grocery cards and permanent records of everything you buy. They're collecting dossiers on people. FBI has a dossier on people. CIA has dossiers on people. DARP has dossiers on American citizens, not terrorists, but all American citizens. Certainly, the Project Echelon, they listen to your telephone calls. If you don't know about that, they've been doing it for years. It has nothing to do with terrorism. It's done by computers, and everything we say on the telephone, everything I'm saying now is recorded electronically and will be kept forever. And, of course, that's Project Echelon. Look it up on the Internet if you don't believe it's real. Of course, the British listen to our calls. We listen to the British calls because NASA wouldn't want to violate the law, would they? They can say, we don't listen to Americans' calls. No, they get the British to do it. And then, of course, we have the fusion centers that correlate, FUSION, look on the engine, the fusion sensors. They correlate the dossiers. We have the GPS monitoring of your car, but they know where your home is by GPS. And if you have a cell phone, even if you turn it off, they have the ability to turn it on, listen to your calls, and locate where you are. And we went down the list. Of course, we talked certainly about the other things that they are doing today to monitor the activities of the American citizens. I really felt a little, I didn't get into all of this on the program, but you need to be able to answer that question. If they're so powerful, why haven't they already taken over? And now, basically, one of the things that we have is that if you control the monetary system, you control the people. And key to understanding the monetary system is understanding precious metals. And Bob Bernier is with us this morning. He talks on silver and what's happening to silver. And I will tell you, what has happened to silver recently is the most amazing things. I've been following this for about 48 years now, going on 49 years. I've never seen a silver market like we've had in this last month. Bob, thank you so much for being with us today, and we'd like to get your explanation of why silver is going up so rapidly.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me on. Silver is going up for a handful of different reasons. Most of them are a little bit alien to the average person. Even the talking heads that you see on television will try and convince you that, well, you know, all the commodities are going up because of the monetary policy that we have in place. So they're just going up and following the rest of the crowd, and that's the furthest thing from the truth that you could imagine. The biggest reason that gold first and now, of course, silver are going up is because when push comes to shove, gold and silver are the only two real monies of the world. Everything else, there's 77 fiat currencies in the world now. Fiat meaning they're just printed out of thin air. They're not backed by anything. And every time a fiat currency has ever been launched, history shows us that it fails. It has never survived. So, you know, as we get late into our own dollar, the U.S. dollar, which is going on, you know, let's just call it, for wisdom's sake, 100 years, it's at the end of its useful term. It was a fiat currency that when the central banks took over, and they've abused it. They've inflated it away to the point where it's worth about 6 cents. And the entire world is just tired of fiat currencies being worth less and less each day, so they've turned back to gold and silver.
So do you think that one day, again, there will be a monetary-backed silver, pardon me, monetary-backed currency? Or do you think that they will take us this, keep us on this fiat money system so they can control us? Because, of course, the people who control a paper money system, they can print money, they can certainly buy up corporations, they can buy up certainly property, they can buy up the news media, they can buy up the politicians, and by so doing, they control the government, and they pretty well control the government today. Are they going to give up that control willingly?
No, not willingly. And that's where...
Hold that thought, Bob. Years. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herbs policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herbs Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning, Bob Renier, and he's talking about silver. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about all of these things, and the people who have invested in silver when we started talking about it have made amazing profits. And Bob, there have been amazing profits to be made in the silver, haven't there?
Oh, tremendous, tremendous profits. You know, silver's going up every single day, especially in the last couple of weeks. But, you know, over the last couple of years, going from, let's say, 16, well, it dipped down to about 12 there for a little bit, you know, up to $34 is, you know, over 100%. So it's really been on quite a tear. And I've been out there publicly saying that we're going to see $50 silver and then probably $70, and I still believe that.
Well, you know, I don't know whether it's true, but there's a fellow named Mark Faber who's been around for a long time, and he said recently it could reach this year, 2011, a price of $250 silver. Is that pretty outlandish?
Well, I think it is. I mean, I'm a silver bull. I'm a gold bull, have been for a long, long time. I mean, that's not to say we still don't play in the stock market. We do. You know, the investor self, we focus on all the markets, but we also tend to go where the returns are the best. So right now, the returns are the best by far in the precious metals, and gold and silver especially. So, you know, could silver go to 200? Well, it could, but I don't see that happening. We would need an incredible string of really bizarre things happening for that to take place. But the crawl, the gain slide crawl up to 50 makes perfect sense to me. And, you know, it didn't make a lot of sense to a lot of people when it was 15, and I said we were going to hit 30. Well, we hit 30, and now I'm saying we're going to hit 50, and I think we'll make that.
I think we'll hit 35 today. I mean, it was just it was up strong this morning, and it's pushing well over. It's getting very, very close to $35 an ounce. An amazing, amazing.
$34.75 right now,
right?
And you know, and along with that, some of the other supporting plays, if you would. It's not only been silver. There have been some of the silver aggregators that we had been interested in, and I'll give you a funny story. It really is interesting. One day, about a little over maybe a year and a half ago, I guess it was, a good friend of mine called me, and he said, Bob, I stumbled into a few dollars, not a whole lot, but what would you do if you only had one place to put it? What would you do with it? And I said to him, I said, you know what I'd do with that amount of money? I would buy a little stock called Silver Wheaton, SLW. And he went out and he did that, a little under $6 a share. It is now $42 a share.
Well, I know that some of the silvers have done very, very well, but what's the price-earnings ratio on something like that?
I couldn't care less. Now, I know that sounds terrible, but think back just a second ago, all of the things you were talking about the elitists, about what they know about us. They video us. They do this, that, and the other thing. One of the things that has changed here at Invest Yourself, and it's going to sound ludicrous to you and probably to a lot of people, but guess what? It works very, very well. I don't care about fundamentals anymore. I don't care about profit and loss statements, balance sheets, book to bill, book to sales. I couldn't care less. The reason is I don't trust any of them. I don't believe any of them. The banks, flat out through the FASB, are allowed perfectly by law to carry two sets of books. They're marking all of their assets to model, not to market, so they can just say that their assets are worth anything that they want. And I'm not convinced that there's not very many. There's an awful lot of companies out there that are putting out just bogus numbers, accounting tricks to make their bottom lines look better. So what we do here and the way we approach the market, we say, okay, look, we know the market is manipulated. Years and years and years ago, it used to be the collective mindset of millions of investors, and that's what would make the market go up or down. Now it's wherever the central banks and Wall Street and Washington want the markets to go. So our job is to figure out where do the criminals, the elitist criminals, want the market to go. And if we can guess that, we can get out ahead of it and make some money. And that's exactly what we did. So when I looked at SLW, they're an aggregator, if you would. They don't do any mining of their own. They just they have these deals where they take in silver from other producers. And I said, you know what? They're going to get their silver for somewhere around $4 an ounce. So every time it goes up, they have to make more money. And that's exactly what's gone on, is they've made tremendous amount of money because they still get their silver for about $4 to $5 an ounce. And with silver at 35, obviously, they make a lot of money. But, yeah, interestingly enough, I would have gone with it if they said they were in the hole for $1 billion just because of the business model.
I mean, it's an efficient model, and what you're suggesting is that do they have good silver stocks? I assume this is a mine.
It's really not a mine. They're called an aggregator. There's certain metal companies that actually do no mining whatsoever, but they have deals with other mines. For instance, let's suppose you are a copper mine, okay? Well, as you're digging for copper, you are going to find trace amounts of gold and silver and this, that, and the other thing. So a place like SLW, they'll approach these places and say, look, tell you what, you're in the copper business. You have no use for your silver. So let's strike a deal here, and we'll take your silver, and here's a contract price, and let's go with it. So they've got things like that set up with many, many different mining-type operations, which gets them their silver for very little manual labor and an incredible return.
I see. Okay, so that's basically how this these companies work. Okay, well, now what should people be doing today? I mean, we are certainly moving into very, very uncertain times. The stock market, as you say, is totally manipulated. The average individual doesn't even know what the working group on financial markets does, but it's a government agency. Their job is to manipulate our reality and manipulate the stock market. They keep it up. And then, of course, when they want to create a feeling of fear and uncertainty among the people, they drop the stock market, as they have here for a couple of days, and certainly with what's going on over in the Middle East and the rising price of oil, all of these things certainly bode very, very poorly for America, even the survival of our currency. And so basically people then become uncertain, and then the stock market drops dramatically as it did yesterday. People watch the prices going up here. The government says there is no inflation, you can trust us. And they say, but price of oil is going up, price of food is going up, price of commodities going up. And the reply is, are you going to believe us, or are you going to believe your lying eyes? Believe us, we're from the government. We would never lie to you. There is no inflation. What should people be doing today?
Well, right now, you're exactly right. There's the market is just simply a manipulated mess tossed around wherever those criminals want it to go. That's why I said before, I don't care about fundamentals. I just have to try and figure out where they want it on any particular week so we can get ahead of it, either long or short. But we are approaching rapidly a second calamity, if you would, if you want to call the Lehman's debacle the first start of it in the economic breakdown. But we're rapidly approaching the next one. The U.S. dollar is going to be removed from as the global reserve currency. That's already a fact. It's just a matter of how are they going to replace it, what with. And the IMF and the World Bank have floated different trial balloons over the last 2 years now, talking about SDRs, special drawing rights, talking about maybe a new basket of currency backed with a small amount of gold. And one of the things that you asked me a few minutes back before we went to break was, are the elitists just going to give it up? Are they just going to say, okay, all right, we're going to go back to a gold or silver backed dollar or currency of some type? And the answer is no, they don't want to, okay? The other answer is, looking at what goes on across North Africa, in Libya and Egypt, and now Beirut, etc., when enough people get angry enough, things do tend to change. And one of the things that is going to change is we see it around the world. People of all stripes are just tired of the fiat currency that has absolutely no backing of value whatsoever. It's just they're tired of it. So I tend to believe what we're going to see over the next couple of years is this madness that we're going through right now, the craziness going on in Wall Street and Bernanke and his printing press, will continue. They're going to do an all-out grab for all that they can get while they can get it. Because if indeed the new reserve currency of the world includes the Chinese yuan and, let's say, a loose 15% backing to gold, they want as much dollars now as they can rape from people so that when that conversion comes, they're still sitting better than anyone else. They'll still be the elites. They'll still have the most amount of money. So what does a person do? A person has to protect himself first, obviously. And the only way, I look at an awful lot of things every single day. We've been doing this for 17 years. The only thing that I can see that is still a very high percentage win is to stick with gold and silver. And I don't really mean buying the stocks of these ETFs. I don't think they have the gold and silver they say they do. In fact, I'm pretty sure they don't. But with silver still at only, and I say only, $34 an ounce, the average person can indeed call up one of the local brokers. There's, we put out a list of about nine that we really, really like to do business with, and buy 10 ounces of silver. If it's a little bit higher wealth person, they can buy 100 ounces of silver, whether that's in coin or bar. We tend to like coins better. And I think that they're going to be rewarded by doing that and holding it for the next 2 years.
Well, I'm sure you know this, but for our listeners that don't know it, the traditional ratio of gold to silver, or of silver to gold, was 16 to 1. That was it existed for many years. It's about 40 to 1 today?
Yeah, it's completely out of whack, and once again, I think it's out of whack because of so many things that have. I'm sure you realize that silver has been the most manipulated metal of all commodities for the last 25 years. The naked shorting that's been going on at J.P. Morgan and HSBC, et cetera, has now, it's on front page news. There's now the upwards of 32 lawsuits against these guys for manipulating and rigging the silver price. So for the longest time, silver had been held down artificially while gold was making these big advances. When gold went from 500, 600, 700, 1,000, 1,100, silver wasn't keeping pace. And it wasn't keeping pace because, you know, J.P. Morgan would go out and literally naked short the entire world's production of it. I'm not making that number up. They've been short at times the entire world production of silver. And it's a naked short. They didn't have to put up any money to do that. So they kept the price down artificially. Well, now the cat's kind of out of the bag. It's front page news. There's lawsuits. They're slowly backing out of all those naked shorts. And
hold those thoughts, Bob.
Trying to catch up.
Hold the thoughts. We'll be right back here with Bob Bernier at the Eric Freedom Cup.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Bob Bernier. Bob, would you like to get any vital statistics out, perhaps your website or something else? And I would simply tell our listeners, if you have a question on the subject, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524, 1-877-254-7524, but Before we go on, would you have something you'd like to get out?
Oh, I certainly would, and I appreciate that very much. Yeah, I invite your listeners to stop by. It's investyourself.com. And interestingly enough, we put out a free newsletter twice a week. It comes out on Wednesdays, and it comes out on Sundays. And it's real hard to be proud of something without sounding pompous, but I think it's the best free newsletter you'll ever get. We put our heart and soul in making it a valuable, informative letter that you can actually use to make money and protect yourself. So by all means, stop by investyourself.com, put your email address in the box, and pick it up. I think you'll be surprised.
All right, fine. Now, do we have someone calling in? I hear beeping in the background. Somebody calling in?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Stan. This is Jim in Colorado.
Hi, Jim in Colorado. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I did for Bob. I wanted to ask you, Bob, what was the name of, you referred to the aggregator, the silver aggregator, as several letters, and I just wanted to know what the name of the company was,
it's called
symbol.
Silver Wheaton, and the Wheaton, W-H-E-A-T-O-N, Silver Wheaton. The symbol is SLW. If you look at a chart on them, you're going to be pretty amazed. It's been quite a ride. And, you know, one of the things you always have to ask is it over? You know, is it too late? Should I be chasing something crazy like that? And I'm not a registered advisor or a broker. I can't tell anybody what to do or anything like that. But in my own opinion, which I'm allowed to give, I think if silver is going to 50, which it is, SLW's got at least another $10 in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you said, paper currencies eventually become worthless, and the purchasing power of the dollar now is, I thought it was 8 cents. You said it was 6. And why stay in something that's going down with the Titanic?
Yeah, there's no use for the dollar, and everybody knows it around the world. And it's really like the jig is up, the game is over, and now we're in the end game. And now it's just really interesting to see how countries are dealing with this issue. Now, you know, this is such a massive problem. If you look at China, we just found out over the last couple of days that it looks like China actually holds more of our treasury than we thought they did by about another $280 billion. So let's call it $1.5 or $1.6 trillion worth of, call it dollars. They own the $1.6 trillion. What do you do with $1.6 trillion when every day they buy you less and less because of the crazy printing? Well, what they've been doing is trying to get out of them slowly without crashing things. They've been buying coal and copper and zinc and oil and scouring the world, buying properties. And it's really very interesting watching people try and get away from these fiat currencies.
Yeah, they're buying real things, real tangible things, not paper.
Absolutely. Things that if you drop it on your foot, you say, ouch.
Thanks, Bob.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
And I was just saying that tomorrow we're going to have Lindsay Williams as a guest, and he was told by, I think, a man who is responsible, that by the end of 2012, the dollar would be dead. And of course, people are saying, well, he's talking about hyperinflation. Not necessarily. The term dollar would be dead could mean that simply it no longer be the reserve currency of the world, and I rather think that's what's going to happen. It'll have some value, but the value of the dollar is being eroded and destroyed every day, increasingly now as the price of oil goes up, price of commodities goes up, price of my underwear went up 25% over the last 2 months, and my the shirts I buy, and according to the catalog I got just the other day, we are in the throes of an inflationary spiral. Would you agree with that, Bob?
Oh, absolutely. And we're in the throes of a lot of things. We're in a soft depression. It's funny how people perceive things nowadays because because of the mainstream media is so well taken over. But, you know, like if I say to someone, well, we're in this soft depression, they laugh and they say, what are you talking about, depression? Remember the depression? There was food lines and soup kitchens. I said, yeah, we have them. It's called food stamps. 44 million people get a credit card from Uncle Sam every month so they can go out and buy food. If it wasn't for those credit cards, there'd be lines at the soup kitchens just like the 30s. The housing situation, foreclosures are still soaring. The problem banks. Everybody was saying, oh, well, we finally got over the banking problem. No. Every month, the list of problem banks is growing. We're up to almost 900 now. We're in a soft depression, and we're in a hyperinflationary attitude right this second as far as, you know, Uncle Sam will lie to you and tell you it's 1 to 2%, which is now it's to the point of being laughable. Even Bernanke can't help but chuckle at himself when he says it. But real inflation is running somewhere between 7 and 8% right this second. And as he prints more, it's going to get higher. There's no question about that. So when somebody comes out and says, well, the dollar is going to end in 2012, yeah, in a lot of ways, that's probably true. It might have already been removed from the world stage as being the global reserve by then. But I think that, interestingly enough, the real bottom line is that at some point, I do believe that the only way out for this whole mess is going to be a complete and utter reset, a default. They will default the dollar and reissue at a lower value and say, okay, we're starting from scratch. And I think that day is somewhere between 2 and 4 years away.
And, of course, basically that's the solution for Social Security. It's a Ponzi scheme. Medicare, it's a Ponzi scheme. Most of your insurance companies, Ponzi scheme. Retirement systems, Ponzi scheme. And, of course, they put Madoff in prison. Why, of course, we cheer our congressmen who've been running this Ponzi scheme, but not for themselves. Believe me, they will get their good retirement. It's just that they're going to erode the value of your currency so that most of our people will be impoverished. That is the plan. And impoverished people aren't concerned about abstract ideas like freedom. They just want food, and they want some semblance of security and order. Unfortunately, unless we can educate the American people, and we're in a battle against time, why, of course, they are going to accept the imposition of tyranny, the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. Do we have another caller? Who's calling in?
Yes.
Do we have another caller? Well, I guess I was mistaken.
Hello?
I thought I was hearing a
beep. Hello, Dr. Stan?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes.
Hang on, we'll get to you as soon as we get back from the break.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Eckstein Electric Company in Platteville says driving is an experience shared by almost everyone, but not everyone shares the responsibility of driving. Many fatal accidents involve a drunk driver. Drive responsibly and remember to try to take away their keys before they take away their life. That's from Eckstein Electric Company in Platteville. For commercial or residential repair or new installation with the best equipment, call Eckstein Electric Company in Platteville at 970-356-3211. Mike and Marvin and their families and staff are on the air because they care. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
And our guest, Morning Bobbin here, and who do we have calling in? Who's calling in? Hello? Is our caller still there? Well, I guess not. Okay, Bob, what are some of the other things you'd like, thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, I think the takeaway is that you're on the right path. You're getting the message out correctly that we're in a world of hurt here, and it's not going to get terrifically better for a while. I'm not a doom and gloomer. I think that after we do pay the piper, enough trash is going to hit the fan that we are going to come out of this on the other side at some point and rebuild. But that might be quite a few years down the road. So between now and then, we're in for a pretty big rough patch. So you have to protect yourself. You have to take care of your property and your family. Social breakdown is definitely occurring, even right here in the States. It's civil right now, the demonstrations in Wisconsin and Ohio, et cetera. But at some point, things like that will break down from being civil to being not so civil. And I'm seeing it even on a local area down here. I'm in Sarasota, Florida. It's a relatively wealthy town. And yet within one block, a round radius of one block, two houses have been broken into, armed robberies in the broad daylight, people just walking in the front door with guns. So, I mean, the pressure is on and it's out there. Bernanke and Obama want the stock market to look buoyant. Everything's fine. Don't worry about anything. But the real bottom line, and your folks know it, is things stink and they're getting worse. So, pay attention to personal security. Pay attention to taking care of your money. As far as there's probably no reason you need the brand new car, the brand new RV right now or this year. Why don't you just take your time and see what happens as things unfold? So just play it a little bit closer to the vest, and you'll come out of this just fine.
All right, fine. And but you are still an enthusiast for silver.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. We were talking just before one of the breaks it's been a manipulated, it's been held down. The reason that the gold-silver ratio has gotten so out of whack was that silver has been held down artificially. And now that the cat's out of the bag and that it's public record and that there are literally lawsuits against these naked shorters, the banks, the big banks, they have been slowly trying to back out of all this naked shorting. And as they do that, the run-up has been pretty substantial, and I think it has an awful long way to go. One of the worst things that you want to do if you've gone somewhere and naked shorted a stock or a commodity is have to buy it back at a higher price, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're buying it back because they know it's going higher. So I tend to believe silver's in a sweet spot. It's come a long way, and it's not to say it won't get pullbacks. It will. It'll get smacked down here and there. But I think those dips are buyable because as they continue to ruin the dollar, gold and silver will fill in that vacuum.
And, of course, if we were to return to the traditional ratio of 16 to 1, or some people even say because of the tremendous shortage of silver, because the world supply of silver has largely been used up. Why, of course, the ratio could even go to 10 to 1, and you can imagine, of course, what would happen to the price of silver at that time. So I agree with you, Bob. I think the investment in silver at this time in history is probably one of the best investments that people can possibly make. And, of course, should they be buying silver coins? Should they be buying silver bars? Should they be buying...
Well, I think, on one side of the coin you can say, well, it doesn't matter, silver is silver. But there is another side of the coin to it. And I tend to think that the easiest to trade is the thing that people should have. And the easiest, most recognizable things to trade are silver dollars, the Eagles. Okay? Now, they do carry a premium because they are in such demand. But, you know, if you buy a 100-ounce bar of silver, you know, it's still not a tremendous amount of money, a few thousand dollars. Okay, it's a lot, but it's not ridiculous. But now you've got this block of silver. So if you wanted to just sell half of it, what do? You know, you disfigure this thing by sawing it in half? That's terrible. The thing about using coins is simply that they're already divisible. They're already divided. So if you do need or want to sell out of them to buy food, to buy a vehicle, to do whatever, you can take 20 or 30 or 40 or however many of them that it's going to take to buy this thing and do it. So just for that reason alone, I tend to think coins are a better way to go than straight bullion for the average person.
All right, fine. So, and you prefer the silver eagle over the junk silver?
I do. Once again, just for recognizability, you can flash a silver eagle virtually in any part of the world, and the person looking at it will know what it is. And that's an important thing, too. As society continues to creak and crack and fall down a little bit, you know, there's going to be more and more scams, more and more people trying to produce fake silver, more and more people, you know, it's just things get ugly when things get desperate. So I just think that it's such a common and recognizable piece that it's a real safe thing to have.
All right, fine. Well, I appreciate so much your being with us today and sharing your thoughts on this. And do you have a parting thought? We're just about through the hour. Parting thought before we let you go.
No, I think we covered a lot. I think that your listeners are being treated well by you. You're trying to tell them the real deal, and by having someone, you know, I can't go on a lot of shows because my particular views are looked at as kind of wacky, but they're not wacky. We've been doing this for 17 years successfully. We've made a lot of people a lot of money, and that's not because we're wacky. It's because what we talk about generally comes true. Not because we're Nostradamus, and just connect the dots. Look around, see what's going on.
Thanks very much, Bob. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye-bye now.
Campus Repair Incorporated in Fort Collins reminds listeners that our GIs make sacrifices for our freedom. Show your appreciation by sending a soldier a little bit of home, a book, some music, or even a new pair of socks. Just call your local veterans organization or type military care package into any search engine. This message is from Campus Repair Incorporated, 1800 South College Avenue in Fort Collins. Call 970-484-4040. They're on the air reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is, I hope you enjoyed the program. Tomorrow we'll have, I believe, Lindsay will be with us. And he was told that by the end of next year, end of 2012, the dollar would be dead. Many people have been very critical of what he said. I think he's simply reporting what he was told, and I do believe Lindsay's an honest man. What does the term dollar dead? I think it refers to the fact that why the dollar will no longer be the reserve currency of the world, simply be another one of the fiat currencies, all competing with one another for the race to the bottom. Get your house in order, ladies and gentlemen. Get out of debt. Be prepared. If you lose your job, what are you going to do? Will you be able to survive? Well, basically, of course, we've talked to you many times about the things you need, long-term storage food, which we do have through our ministry. We certainly health products, which we have, Miracle 2 health products. We couldn't get by without the Miracle 2. There's a gel or something my wife uses all the time, wonderful for burns, poison oak, just about everything you can imagine. We just put it on things, and I don't know why it works, but it sure does. And the other products we really feel are excellent. We have a new total home water fluoridation unit that'll take the fluoride out of your water, out of your aluminum. Pardon me, the aluminum out of your water, the chlorine out of your water, and it does a great job. And of course, the reason we put it in is because if you have fluoridated water, why, you're going to absorb it if you bathe or if you shower. The Berkey, which you can get from Don Wiedemann, will take the fluoride out of your drinking water, but it won't get it out when you shave or bath. You need the Berkey anyway, so that you have a means of purifying water. If the system begins to break down, the municipal water system breaks down. But certainly this other is something that you will seriously want to think about. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Why is the price of oil going up? It's being totally manipulated. The world's awash with oil. You need to get our 4-tape set, The Oil Deception, and the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get Lindsay Williams' DVD, The Energy Non-Crisis. They're both available from Radio Liberty, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my talk and my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness, our talk on the Forbidden Secret, our talk on the Dark Secret. The Forbidden Secret is a DVD. The Dark Secret at the present time is a CD, although we will have the DVD available soon. But they both come with syllabuses. You need to understand, and we try to give you the documentation so that you can begin to piece the dots together. It's entirely different than most people believe. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our ministry is entirely, I should say, mostly listener-supported, and we've just lost, last couple of days, a couple of our long-term supporters. They've lost their jobs. If you can step up and take their place, we'd appreciate it. We have 60 outlets every week. We need to keep them. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, you can listen on the Internet, and our telephone number, 1-800-5-HIV-4, because America is in fact today until tomorrow. Pay them.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or